Welcome to Mondays with Miles. Dr. Brand, we've spent the last few weeks watching the best of the best in college baseball. The College World Series has become an extremely popular event. Why is that?
You know, it hasn't happened recently. It happened for some time. College World Series, the road to Omaha, has been very popular amongst fans and players and baseball teams for a long period of time. It's just a great event. It's the World Series of college baseball, and everyone wants to see it, and obviously the athletes want to participate in it.
What do you think it means to that city, Omaha?
It means a lot to the city, Josh. You no doubt know that we just signed a 25-year deal with the city of Omaha in order to continue presenting the College World Series in Omaha. And the city of Omaha, in its recommendation to us to stay that long, agreed, and the city council passed funding for a brand new stadium to replace Rosenblatt. So while Omaha has all that great tradition and history, it will continue for a long period of time because of the actions of the city of Omaha.
Many of our championships, especially the high-profile ones, travel around. They go to different cities from year to year. They repeat cities every few years. But why do we keep baseball in Omaha?
It is a special case, and you're right to point that out. We're, I think, now 59th year we're in Omaha this year. It's just that the people of the city of Omaha have embraced this at the grassroots level as well as the leadership level. Fans like to go there. Tradition plays a role as well. It is a unique situation.
Why isn't regular season college baseball as popular as maybe football or basketball?
You know, it's a hard thing to say, but even in the professional leagues, there's something about the playoffs that matter. As you know, in baseball, there are a lot more games than there are in basketball. And certainly a lot more games than there are in football. And I think the number of opportunities that you have to, as a fan to watch has a role to play. There are some professional baseball stadia that fill up, but most don't. And I think the same thing is in college baseball. The conference games, the regionals leading to the College World Series and the World Series itself is the most popular event. And people like to see the end of the season games. They may follow the games, but they don't tend to attend them as much.
Well, you noted something earlier in the conversation that struck me. A couple of years ago, I was in Omaha, and I spent about a week out there during the event, and the entire city transforms for this event. It is just a special experience for the student-athletes, for the fans who travel, but mostly for the people in that area, that region, that look forward to it all year long.
You're absolutely right. That's what makes it so special. You know, if you have an event in the city year after year, that city can get jaded, the volunteers can get tired, the interest levels can wane. And that's one of the main reasons why we keep moving around to different cities and other sports. But there's something about Omaha. There's something special about the people of Omaha and their appreciation for this series. And the history and tradition just makes a big difference. So this is a unique case. I couldn't imagine us signing a 25-year contract to go back to the same city right now for any other sport. And there are some great cities out there that are very supportive of what we do. But with respect to baseball, Omaha is unique.
Well, it certainly is. And you mentioned a new stadium. Was that a condition for the 25-year deal?
No, it definitely was not. Omaha wanted to extend the contract. We usually made a contract 3 to 5 years, which still is very, we don't do that with anyone else either, but we were doing that with Omaha. And Omaha said, look, we want a long-term guarantee. And we said, you know, okay. And as part of their offer, they said, we'll either dramatically renovate Rosenblatt or we'll put up a new stadium. And our response was, well, what is it you're going to do? It's up to you. It's your money. You tell us what you want to do. And by itself, the city of Omaha decided that they so much wanted this very long-term contract that they were going to make a commitment, a very strong and large commitment, in order to attract the NCAA for this period of time. And when they came forward with that offer, we responded positively.
Well, it's some commitment from the city to the game of college baseball and to the College World Series in the NCAA. And clearly, we're going to see the College World Series in Omaha for many years to come.
Certainly so.
Thank you, Dr. Brand.
My pleasure.